Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina, and you are listening to episode number 1321. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited that you've decided to join in and listen to this great show ahead of us for tonight. Again, I am Arthenius Jackson with One Touch Transformation. Now, One Touch Transformation, it is a nonprofit organization, but it is also my baby, my ministry, the thing that God gave to me. And let me tell you a little bit about it and how we have this connection with Purpose Kingdom Network. So One Touch Transformation, it is a nonprofit organization, as I stated earlier, but what our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while encouraging and empowering all victims and survivors. So what is the connection and why am I so excited about, you know, letting you know about the connection? Because let me tell you, sexual abuse is not the most popular topic, even though it is popular. You know, contrary to the popular belief, it is something that is always happening, has been happening. What has happened over these years and what is still happening right now, so many people are keeping it hush-hush, and, you know, including victims and perpetrators and family members. So it is a part of our mission to go out, you know, not just in our community, but also into the churches, into the faith-based communities, the faith-based platforms where we can raise awareness and talk about, you know, that the fact that it is happening and that it's wrong, but at the same time, to victims and survivors, that healing is available. And so we are so excited that we've been able to connect with Purpose Kingdom Network, because we know that this is a faith-based platform. And so I'm always excited anytime I get to share, you know, about sexual abuse and how horrible it is, but on the other side, that there is still healing, that there is still beauty that comes from the ashes. And so I am so grateful and just excited at the same time that I'm able to share what I have prepared for you all tonight who have tuned in and decided to listen. So before I even begin, I just want to let you know that this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, the month of October. And we know that sexual abuse, it is a form of domestic violence. So just be aware of that. And if you see something, say something. If you know that something is going on, you know, do your duty. Speak up. And I do want to give out the number for the sexual assault hotline as well as the domestic violence hotline, just in case you may need it or know someone else who may need it. All right, so the sexual assault hotline, that number is 1-800-656-4673. 1-800-656-4673. All right, so the domestic violence hotline number, it is, sorry about that, I went back on my on my computer, exited out. All right, so that number is 1-800-799-7233. Excuse me. Again, 1-800-799-72. If you know anyone who may need either of those numbers, please share it. Share it on your page. Share it, you know, through social media platforms, because you just never know. You never know who is listening. You never know who is watching and may need to use those numbers. I mean, because they're both scary situations. They make you feel vulnerable. And so sometimes it is hard to actually reach out for help if you're ever in those situations. So please share those numbers. post them on your page, post them on your Instagram, post them on your Snapchat, whatever social media platform you use, be sure to share those numbers. And so, again, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and sexual abuse is a form of domestic violence, just in case you did not know that, because a lot of people do not know that. But fast for another time. All right. So tonight's topic is when secrets kill. When secrets kill. And you're probably like, how in the world is this going to, you know, what is she going to talk about? I'm going to tell you. So this week with our mentoring program called The Butterfly Effect, we've actually been talking about sexual abuse with our young girls. Excuse me. Just letting them know what it means and, you know, not so much of how much it can affect, but how keeping it a secret could cause, you know, a trickle-down effect. So we started off by talking about secrets because we know, or if you do not know, perpetrator is grooming or, you know, trying to entice, get closer to that child. There are times when he may tell him or her, or she may tell him or her, that what we're doing, well, I want you to keep it a secret. And so we talked about, first of all, the difference between a secret and a surprise. And one question that I posed, I said, well, if secrets are things that we hide or things that we don't want people to know about, things we said, things we did, or things what people said, or what people did, if that's what we do with secrets, is there a such thing as a good secret? I mean, because if you think about it, when something is a secret, you don't want anyone to know about it. And 9 times out of 10, it's always going to be something bad, something evil, something cruel, something that can hurt, you know, an individual. I mean, because we share secrets with our friends. We share secrets with our family members. We share secrets with, you know, people that we're able to confide in. And so if you really ask yourself the question, these secrets, are any of them good? Well, if this secret was to get out, would it hurt an individual? Or if I'm sharing a secret of something that I did or something that I said and it was to get out, how would I feel? You know, humiliated or embarrassed? And so that's why we talked about the difference between a secret and a surprise. Because as you think about a surprise, we know that surprises are normally, oh, surprise party, surprise marriage, surprise, well, surprise wedding, surprise, you know, baby, all those things. And it eventually is something that is going to get out. So with secrets, we don't want that to get out at all. But with surprises, oh, yeah, they're going to find out about it. So it's not a bad thing if it gets out too early because, you know, they were going to find out anyway. So it takes me back to the question, is there such thing as a good secret? And so one of the young ladies said, well, yes, if someone was buying a gift for an individual, you want that to be a secret. But, again, you buying a gift for someone or someone buying a gift for another individual, they're later going to receive that gift, so it would be considered a surprise. So I just wanted to break that down first, let you know, like, how secrets are different, you know, from surprises. Surprises, they tend to make people happy, you know, unless you just hate surprise parties. There are some people who genuinely do not want any kind of surprise. So, you know, but if that isn't the case, most of the time surprises make people happy. It makes them smile, makes them feel good, versus when we're talking about secrets, it's either going to cause a hurtful feeling or pain or embarrassment, humiliation, and just make you feel awful. All right, so those are our two differences, you know, the differences between secret and surprises. All right, so We're going to move on to our first scripture. It's Luke chapter 8, verse 17. Get ready, put the connections together. So just stay with me, stay with me. I promise you, we're gonna make it work. All right, so Luke chapter 8, verse 17. It says, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." So in other words, everything we think we're hiding or, you know, keeping a secret will eventually come to life. You know, you can't hide anything, especially something bad, something evil, something just unfair. It cannot be hidden but for so long. And even if you think that you've hidden it, you know, for years, still manifest. One way or another, it may not manifest the way that we think it will or think it should, but eventually that secret, whatever it is that we're hiding, it will manifest. That's what the word says. And even in Luke chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, it says, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light." So again, every single thing that we try to hide, you know, especially in the dark, most of the times when you're hiding something, you know, you're trying to stay secret, you're trying to stay hid, keep a low profile, you know. So usually these things are done at night, especially if it requires any action. Now, words, they may be spoken behind closed doors, over the phone, through text messages, whatever, however it is, it's still in the dark because it's not something that you're blabbing out on a public forum or a public platform. So it's in the dark. May not be, you know, literally, but figuratively, it's in the dark. But eventually, it will come to the light. The same way the verses before said that it will manifest. It's going to come to life one way or another. May not happen the way that you think it will. It may not come out, you know, a certain time that you think it will. But eventually, it will come to life. It will come to the light. There is no way around it. No way around it. And so we, you know, have these secrets that we may share, like I said, with our close friends, with our family members. And most of the time, they're not pretty secrets. They're ugly secrets. No matter how small or how large they may seem, they're not good. It's filthy communication, if you want to classify it as that, because he probably talks about that, or corrupt communication. So everything that we try to hide, everything that we try to keep a secret, it will eventually manifest. It will eventually come alive. Come to the light. All right, so still talking about when secrets kill. So if you don't know by now, I enjoy reading anything that's psychology related. So a lot of times I visit the psychology website, so the popular one is Psychology Today, and you can find almost anything, almost everything on just whatever you're talking about that relates to the mind, you know, to the psyche. Mentally, emotionally, is very helpful. Good resources. So this is from Psychology Today, and this article is entitled, "Secrets May Be Harmful to Your Health." So anything that is harmful to your health cannot be too good, right? So if there is no such thing as a good secret, then you know it's got to be something pretty bad that's going to cause harm to your health. Because if it was good, I don't think it would read that, you know, good secrets may be harmful to your health. Or, yeah, get what I'm saying. And then the subtopic or the subtitle, are you only as sick as your secret? So secrets may be harmful to your health, and it asks the question, are you only as sick as your secret? So I want you to think about some of the secrets that you may have been harboring for years, or maybe it's a secret you just recently learned about. Maybe someone recently told you something about them or about someone you know, or maybe some individual that you may not know. And was it good, whatever they told you? Was it good? So again, no good secrets, but this lets us know up top, secrets, they may be harmful to your health. And I love the quote that they use by Maya Angelou, says, there is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside of you. And this is where and how we're going to connect sexual abuse and secrets. So we have sexual abuse and the secret of it. Sexual abuse is such a secret topic, and it should not be happening too often for it to be kept a secret. And not just by from victims, but I'm talking about people who know that it's going on, who can do something about it, but choose not to. And rather than choosing to do something about it to help a child or to help a victim, they rather keep it a secret. They rather let it cause harm, in other words, to themselves and to the victims and to everyone who's affected by it. So researchers, professors, and there's a few professors, they did report in the research that secrets can not only hurt or even destroy relationships, but negatively impact overall health. And get this, they asked 1,200 Americans online and 312 in person about their secrets and asked a few questions. So participants, they admitted to keeping an average, listen to this, they admitted to keeping an average of 13 things to themselves. Not one, not just a couple, not a few, but 13. And, you know, they range from different types of things. Like I said, no, it doesn't have to be anything large. It can be the smallest thing. But examples of the type of secrets that they were keeping were, you know, thoughts of infidelity, sexual fantasies, betrayals of trust, and including fines about which they never told anyone. So there are some things that they just, you know, have not told a single soul. And they found that most people have a secret, whether it is relatively minor, one like faking illness to get a day off work, or something bigger like having an extramarital affair or committing fraud. Secrets, they vary, you know, from minor into something, you know, extremely major. But again, look how many secrets people are holding on to. 13. So were any of those secrets that I made, were any of them good? Absolutely not. There was nothing good about any of those secrets that these people are holding on to. There's nothing good about holding on to secrets. So while sometimes keeping a secret is not a bad thing, maybe we think it's not a bad thing when we're trying to cause pain or not trying to cause pain. So we may think it's a good idea. So, okay, I'm not going to say anything because if I speak up, if I tell the truth, it may cause a little bit of pain or it may make me look different or people may look at me differently or I might be ostracized or I might be, you know, just socially excluded. But there's a real downside to keeping secrets. And then I like this part. It says, while many people successfully conceal their secrets, brand new research reveals that there may be harmful personal effects just from thinking about the secret. So rather you concealing it, you spend more time thinking about those secrets. So bump just trying to hide them. I'm just constantly thinking about it. So now I'm understanding why they said what they said. It is harmful. because I'm not just trying to cover it up. I'm not just trying to, you know, hide it, but it's on my mind. It's on my mind. Their unhappiness results from each time they think of the secret, which serve as a reminder that individuals are masking part of themselves, which leads them to feel inauthentic when secrets kill. When secrets can kill. So the results leads to unhappiness every time they think of the secret. So they're masking part of themselves, which leads them to feel inauthentic. I don't even matter anymore because I feel so horrible. I am just the worst person in the world because all I can think about are these secrets. All I can think about is what was done to me. All I can think about what I said, what I did. So I am dwelling on these secrets day after day. And I'm losing who I am because I'm trying to, you know, figure out why I'm so unhappy, why I'm depressed. I'm losing who I am. The secret is killing me. Which, that's an expression that we've heard before. Oh, this is trying to hold us in. It's killing me. It's killing me. Yes, it can. It can. Now let's talk about how do secrets kill? And it really can kill you. So how do secrets kill? One way secrets can kill is by instilling fear inside of you. It's, you know, one of the first things that you're fearing, number one, that the secret's gonna get out. And so when we're talking about sexual abuse, fear, it is so strong and it's so powerful because victims, they fear that they're not going to be believed, that they're going to be blamed. It's just so much fear that you just kind of back away, keep to yourself, and just make up your mind like, look, I am not going to speak up. I'm not going to say anything. And even if I try, because who I'm confiding in and who I thought I could trust, who was supposed to protect me, they don't want to listen. They don't want to believe me. And so I fear that no one will ever believe me. And so I go in my own hole, go on my own shell, and that's it. Close up. It's one of the biggest things that keeps victims from speaking up. It's one of the biggest. Because they not only are they fearing their abuser, but they are not being believed, not being supported, not getting the help that they need. And think about it from a child's perspective. Think about how many children have tried to speak up, or maybe even did speak up, and the parents or whoever the guardian is just shush it. No, one of those things that began to be thrown because of the secret, this act that happened, keeping it a secret. So I'm now living in fear. Or maybe I fear that my abuser may hurt my younger siblings or hurt one of my family members. And fear is strong. But that's one way that it begins is to kill you, that secret. And then you have anger that's thrown at you. Anger. Very common. You become aggressive towards others. And maybe you become so angry that you even start hurting yourself. Cutting. Self-harm. And then anger even begins to build up towards the parent. The parent who chose not to believe. The parent who chose not to protect. The parent who chose to keep it a safe days here. So then there's anger that's built between this child and the parent. Because this parent was supposed to be there for this child. This parent was supposed to believe me. This parent was supposed to protect me. So now I feel like you don't love me because you want me to be quiet about this. You don't love me because you don't want to talk about it. You said to keep it a secret. So there's fear and there's anger. Next, we have depression. Oh, depression can lead to, to a down spiraling road. So depression, it could cause you to overeat or not eat at all, not able to sleep at night, low self-esteem, suicide or attempted suicide, and you have drug abuse, alcohol abuse, always down-talking about yourself, withdrawing from family and friends and activities that you once enjoyed. Depression, something so strong, and I think a lot of people, and even as believers, we overlook it and forget, like, how real it is. Depression is real. It is real. And just imagine how someone, especially an adult who was abused as a child and over the years, has held on to this secret and now has fallen into a depression state all because of that secret. Because no one wanted to talk about it. No one wanted to tell the truth about their family member. And so now, dealing with fear, you're dealing with anger, and now dealing with depression. Like I said, depression can have such a down spiraling road. So much comes with depression. And lastly, we have anxiety. Anxiety. So as a child, when he or she is abused, and again, that secret is something that is held within, and no one talks about it, no one wants to talk about it, over the years, or not even over the years, but over time, you develop post-traumatic stress disorder, known as PTSD. And a lot of times, people just, they don't get it, they don't see it, it's overlooked. And so now you're thinking, oh, this child just can't sit still, or this person, they just can't sit still. So maybe we should give them some medication to help them focus, but that's not always the case. Why a child cannot focus or why a child cannot just sit still. But trauma, anytime anyone is traumatized, there's going to be an after effect, especially if it's not dealt with, if it's not talked about, if this is a secret that is kept and this is something that is hidden, it's going to be a struggle for that child. It's going to be a struggle for anyone who has had to deal with this over a period of time. And so whenever that anxiety kicks in, everyone reacts differently, okay? So sometimes one individual may feel like, okay, I've got to get this done. I've got to be perfect in everything that I do. Everything that I put my hands to has got to be just right. And it's like, I've got to keep busy. I've got to stay busy. I've got to just do it. It's always go, go, go. I don't have time to rest. Or no, I can't rest. I can't slow down. I've got to stay on the go because I've got to keep my mind occupied. And as long as my mind is occupied, I won't think about that secret. I'm talking about anxiety. Anxiety levels always on high. And so one way to avoid thinking about the secret, then I keep my mind busy. And so again, maybe you develop an eating disorder. And maybe you're the opposite. Some people are the opposite. So some anxiety levels may be really high where you have to stay on the go so you won't think about it. And then you have some that are the total opposite. Can't focus. I'm just so drown in my anxiety, so drown in this secret that I just cannot concentrate. I can't focus. I can't do this. Another one is becoming easily startled. And now it's okay to be emotional because we all are emotional. We are emotional creatures. But you have some that are easily emotional, especially when you are holding on to such a secret. When secrets kill, And I don't know if you've ever thought about secrets in a way like this, because I didn't until this week. You know, because we look at secrets as being something, you know, a part of life. We share things, what we want to share with who we want to share them with, but we never really think about how harmful they actually can be, how they can actually affect, you know, our mind and our body, affect what we do, how we react, who we are, and how it can slowly, you know, break us down from who we really are, and until we become, as it says, inauthentic. And I never want to get to that point where I lose who I am. And, you know, I thank God and I praise God that I was able to release my secret. So I did not completely lose who I was or lose who God created me to be. Because God has a purpose for each and every one of you. God knows your end from the beginning. So he already knows who you are destined to be, but it's up to us. You know, it's up to us to make that decision to get there. He's not going to make you. He's not going to force you to get there. But he already knows what you are capable of doing. He knows who you are capable of becoming, but it's up to you to take the road to get there. And the road is not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. It will most certainly be worth it, and it will be extremely rewarding. And guess what? Your journey will help someone else. Your journey is not always just for you. I had to learn that too. Imagine for a second, if I never said anything, had never released anything, I would not have had my nonprofit. I would not have had my mentoring program. I would not even be a part of Purpose Kingdom Network. And those are just the top things. I mean, I could go on and on about what releasing that secret has done for me, what it has, and not just for me, but for others. And I am not boasting, I'm not bragging, but I'm just telling you what God did. It wasn't me, but it was God. Because I could not have done that by myself. I didn't want to do it. I did not want to do it. I did not want to release it. You know, experienced fear. I experienced anger. I experienced the depression. I experienced the anxiety. But I did not let it kill me. And you cannot allow that secret to kill you. Even though the people you tried to tell or the people who you knew what was going on, even though their ways, I'm not even going to say they tried to kill you, but their ways, their responses, their reactions, them not showing support, even though it tried to kill you, guess what? It does not have to kill you. None of it. You have an opportunity. God has you here for a reason. He has you here for a specific purpose. And he's waiting on you to just walk into your purpose, walk into your calling. But before you do it, you've got to release it. You've got to release it. Let it out. Let it out. Release it. Use the power that is already within you. Your power is not gone. You just need to rediscover that is inside of you. And even though these secrets can instill the fears and anger and the depression and anxiety. Those are just a few things. But the scripture says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. So although these secrets come, these things happen, sexual abuse, it happens. It tries to take control. It tries to kill us. And I'm saying us because that was me. It tried to take control. It tried to kill me. But I have to remind myself that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love in a sound mind. So do not allow that secret to take control over your mind. Do not allow that secret to instill fear inside of you. I know you are scared. I know it hurt. But guess what? God loves you enough to walk you through this journey, to help you on this journey so that you can walk into your calling, walk into your purpose. He did it for me, so I know he'll do it for you. I'm excited because I know if you are listening to me and you may be experiencing this, I'm excited because what God did for me, he can do the same thing for you. He can and he will. All right, so moving along, let's look at it this way. So when parents or family members, when they keep sexual abuse a so-called family secret, because we know that's what they do, that's what they have done, generation after generation, the cycle keeps repeating itself. Well, it happened to grandma, it happened to my mom, happened to me. Those cycles. But when these parents or the family members who know about it, they know who's doing it. But yet y'all will not say anything to the other family members about letting Cindy in the same room with Uncle Tom. I mean, why are y'all doing this? Why? I don't understand. But when these family members and everyone who knows what's going on, when they keep this a secret, think about the people they are hurting. Number one, they're hurting the children. You know, you're hurting the child. You're constantly allowing this pedophile or in this abuser to come around the rest of the kids in the family. You know what he did. You know what he's doing, but yet you will not say anything. When parents quiet children or when they're trying to tell or say things like, don't say anything like that. Don't be talking like that. But we're not going to talk about this. Or quit making up stories. Why would a child make up like that? Think about what's being done to that child. And you have to ask, is the family secret worth all of the effects that will follow? Is it really worth it? And I feel like people really don't think about it. And sometimes, you know what? Honestly, sometimes I guess I have to say it's not even their fault that they think that way, because it's something that's been happening in every generation. The same cycle repeating. And it's like they can't think. They just don't know. They're just that ignorant. Because it's the same thing has been said time after time. No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to discuss that. Nope. Do not say anything like that. Or quit making up stories. Or don't be telling the family business. That is not family business. That is not family business, okay? That is a crime. You know, it's a crime. And again, they tend to forget that sexual abuse is a crime. And maybe they do know that it's a crime, but because it's family, they got to protect the family. What kind of sense is that? Family or no family? If you commit a crime, then you got to do the time. You have to be responsible. Well, people have to be responsible or held accountable for the things that they do. And especially when it comes to sexual abuse, why don't we hold people accountable? accountable. I don't care who they are, family or no family. Hold people accountable for their actions, especially when they're hurting a child. A child cannot consent. A child has no say-so of you know, what's happening, especially when it becomes between a child and an adult. It's just so wrong. It's the worst secret that a family can keep. It's the worst thing a family can hide. Because you're only leaving room for the perpetrator to keep doing it and to hurt other people. Which brings me to the next scripture, Ephesians 4:25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. And then the Message version, it says this, what this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. After all, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. And that was Ephesians 4:25. Speak the truth. And I know it said with your neighbor, but everyone that you're connected to, if you love your family like you say you do, or like you pretend to, then you need to speak up. You need to tell the truth. Quit covering it up. Quit lying. That's what it is. Put away lying. Keep in mind that all liars will have their place in the fire, in the lake of fire. So stop lying and covering up for these perpetrators. I don't care if they are family. We are trying to protect our children. We're trying not to kill them. Because the more we remain quiet, say anything, we're hurting them. You're hurting them. You're hurting yourself. Because you too will have to live with that secret. And it's going to eat you up because you did not do anything. You didn't say anything. Now, it's one thing if you didn't know, it's one thing if you didn't know that it was going on. But for you to know and not say anything, not do anything, you're just as, so what about those in leadership? Because still talking about Ephesians 4:25. No more lies, no more pretense. Quit covering up. We're members of one another. We're part of Christ's body. And so there have been times when, you know, those in leadership positions knew about others who were in leadership positions, who were, you know, abusers, manipulators, taking advantage of both children and even vulnerable saints, those who have been hurt, those who have been carrying, you know, the same secret of sexual abuse from a child. Because, you know, it affects you in your adulthood. So you have leaders who will take advantage of that. But no one says anything. Why? Because he's a leader? Yep. If we're honest. Or why? Because he is a deacon? Yep, if we're honest. So that's why there has been or still is, you know, so many perpetrators, even in the body of Christ. And it's sad. It's really sad. Oh, man, I am really enjoying this. I am just so passionate about it. And, you know, it's time for our prayer and call to salvation. So those who are listening, if you have been or maybe still is a victim, I'm definitely going to pray for you tonight. Those who have been carrying the secret for years, or maybe family member or parent who has been holding on to the secret that it, you know, what happened to your child years ago. Maybe you're still carrying it. And I know it's eating at you. I know that you feel it. And you too can experience those same effects that, you know what, is killing these victims, the fear, the anger, depression, and anxiety. But guess what? You have an opportunity to make it right. Not make it go away. But if you found yourself in the shoes of not saying anything, not speaking up, not being there for whoever it was, your child or another family member or a friend, a childhood friend, if you found yourself being one who did not speak up, has kept that secret, you have an opportunity tonight, like I said, to make it right with you and God. Because God, He forgives. Even though you've been holding on it this long, you didn't tell anyone. But guess what? God will forgive you. He will forgive you. All we have to do is repent. You know, be godly sorrow. He tells us that He is just to forgive us from all and cleanse us. Yes, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everything that we've done wrong. You have a chance to make it right. And maybe you have not accepted Christ at all. And you've done some things. You've, you know, committed sin. We've all have sinned. So don't be ashamed. I mean, be ashamed of, you know, that you did it. But at the same time, you're not the only one. So you don't have to be ashamed about that. Because God said that we've all have sinned and have fallen short to the glory of God. But guess what? Tonight, you can make it right. No matter what secret that you have held on to. Don't allow what you've done to kill you. But cast it over to God. Cast all your care. Because He cares for you. And tonight, you too can make it right. I said to you, close your eyes and say this prayer with me. And pray along with me. Father, we thank You. We thank You. Just for being God. For being one who forgives, one who sets free, one who heals, and one who delivers. Father, we have sinned, and we come repentant before You. God, we ask for Your forgiveness. God, we ask that You create in us a clean heart and a right spirit. Father, we thank You for sending Your Son, Jesus, to die for our sins. For Your word said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Father, we thank You, and we believe that You sent Your Son to save us, to deliver us, and to heal us from all of our unrighteousness, all of our sin, and from all of the secrets, everything that we've kept hidden, those we may have shared it, those we may not have shared it with. But Father, we ask for Your forgiveness. Every evil thing that we have done or thought, things known and the things unknown, we ask for Your forgiveness. And Father, I pray for those who are suffering tonight with the secret of sexual abuse. Those who have been harboring it for years. God, I pray that You comfort them and strengthen them and give them the power to overcome. Give them the power to release that secret. Give them the power to start the journey of healing. God, I pray that You send the right people their way that will support them and help them along their healing journey. God, I know what You did for me, and I know You can do the same thing for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I ask that You bless us. Bless this entire Perfect Kingdom Network platform, everyone who's a part of it, every leader, every minister. God, we pray for those who are bereaving. We pray for those who are taking care of those who are sick. God, send Your healing power. Send it where we can't go. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank You. We love You. And we'll forever give Your name all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. time, I'm going to turn it over to, I think, Brother Rob, and he's going to give us our announcement for Prophet Kingdom Network.
All right. Real quickly, I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Camp Network, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. Whether you're listening to us via internet or listening to us via phone, we thank you so much for your support and appreciate your outpouring of sharing with your friends and family members. We thank you and wish you continue to do so. And if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that, or you can just tell us that you turned your life over to Christ. We gladly celebrate that with you. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We'd like to invite you to like our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements, and you can also share with your friends and family members. We are broadcasting on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom, where you can also go into our archives and you can simply type in the show name or the host name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we, once again, we thank those that share with their friends and family members. Well, guys, well, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with Daughters of Ruth, hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And once again, at the 9 p.m. hour, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join us for Daughters of Ruth at 9 p.m., hosted by Reverend Maureen Lee. And real quickly, you know, we do have some of our listeners that experienced some trouble with our call-in number. We do have options. One of the options is to download the Talkatone app, where you can make internet calls free, and the download is free. And you can go ahead and try it. If you are worried about experiencing any extra charges, listen to us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the program, and I want to turn everything over back over to Minister Jackson.
All right. Thank you for those announcements, Brother Rob. So as we are closing out, I would like to just leave these words with you, these encouraging words. When it comes to these secrets, remember, be careful not to allow, you know, even the enemy, because we know that Satan has his hand in everything, including, you know, things we control, things we cannot control. But when it comes to these so-called hidden secrets, family secrets, and especially, you know, dealing with sexual abuse, since that's what, you know, I focus on, we cannot allow these things, these secrets, to destroy us. Because even again, the Bible tells us that, you know, Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But in the end, so even though God knows the secret, you know, we can't hide anything from God. You know, I guess sometimes we feel like we can, but like the song Lee Williams had out, "Can't Run, Can't Hide," there's no need for you to try. I mean, we cannot hide anything from God. We may try to hide it from other people and hide those things that happen to us, but God already, he already knows. So he knows what you are experiencing. He knows what you've already experienced. But one other thing that he knows is that he has purpose for you, and that is for you to live a life of abundance, to live free. When the Son is made free, free indeed, because once he frees you, you are free indeed. You can live a life of abundance. So do not allow that secret to kill you. Do not allow it to kill you. Make the decision to start your healing journey. Seek the resources. That's what they're here for. Counseling and therapy, along with prayer and reading your word. Great combinations of overcoming. And I can talk about this because I can witness. I can attest. I've been there doing that still, you know. I'm not going to say been there, done that, because it is an ongoing process. It gets better with time. So I encourage you. I encourage anyone, you know, who has a family member that may be dealing with the secret of abuse. Encourage them to seek help. to start the healing journey so they can walk in their purpose. And be excited about your friends, about your family members, because they've already been through hell. So let's celebrate them coming out and onto an even better life. Amen. So if you would like more information about One Touch Transformation, you can visit our website at onett.me. That's onett.me. You will find all the services that we currently provide. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook right under One Touch Transformation. We're on Instagram and Twitter at _onett. So be sure to follow our pages and stay updated about the things that we have going on. Even though most of our activities and events are virtual, we are still spreading awareness. We are still making a difference virtually however we can. Our work cannot stop. It will not stop just because the world is on hold. We do have one event coming up, our end of the year event, which we've been doing for the past, I believe, 5 years now. The Little Black Dress event. We will have more information posted about it. It is going to be held the first Saturday night in December. And like I said, we will have more information available soon. So please be on the lookout for that. We are currently in our fifth week of the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program. We've been meeting with our girls via Zoom twice a week, every Monday and Wednesday from 6:30 to 7. And I am just so grateful that we've been able to continue the program despite the pandemic. Also, if you'd like more information about me, you can visit my website, which is arthenius.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ArtheniusJ. Because I am doing quite a few things. And if you're interested in learning more about me and my survivorship, more than welcome to follow. I'm working on new music, so a new music will be released. I've also been a part of a testimonial book called Shame No More Pain, Released and Set Free, which was released last Tuesday evening. So you can find more information about that book. I was a contributing author, along with 12 other women sharing our testimonies of overcoming trauma. And so those books are available. You can order on my website, again, arthenius.com, and just click on the link that says book. All right, well, I hope that you all have received something, or hopefully something that I said has, you know, made a mark on your heart. And I just appreciate you listening. I appreciate Purpose Kingdom Network. I am still forever grateful for this opportunity and just having this slot. It means a whole lot. It means a whole lot. So I'm forever grateful for Purpose Kingdom Network and this opportunity to allow, you know, One Touch Transformation and me as an advocate, you know, a survivor and an advocate to spread awareness, and just even have the conversation on this faith-based platform. So I pray that you have a wonderful night and enjoy the rest of your week. So until next time, see you, but I'll meet you right here, same time, same place. Have a good night. Love you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.